4, Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman reporting. More information, but no conclusions as yet in the Egypt Air investigation. The first photographs have emerged of debris of Egypt Air Flight 804, which crashed into the Mediterranean Sea on its way to Cairo from Paris, killing all 66 people on board. The Egyptian military posted the photos Saturday on its spokesman's Facebook page. They appear to show the heavily damaged remains of plane seats, life jackets, one of which is seemingly undamaged, and a scrap of cloth that looks to be part of a baby's blanket or a sleeping bag. The Egyptian military announced Friday it had found debris in the eastern Mediterranean about 180 miles or 290 kilometers north of Alexandria. Now, while the information may help investigators, more wreckage, including the black boxes, will need to be found before they can piece together what happened. France's Bureau of Investigation and Analysis told the French news agency AFP that it was far too soon to interpret and understand the cause of the accident, as long as they said we have not found the wreckage or the flight data recorders. Search teams were scouring the eastern Mediterranean on Saturday for more parts of the plane, as well as the black box. While Egypt's aviation minister has pointed to terrorism as more likely than technical failure, the French foreign minister, Jean-Marc Ayrault, said Saturday that nothing has been ruled out. The Iraqi Prime Minister Haider Ben Abadi is condemning the actions of demonstrators in Baghdad who breached the international zone, an area where government buildings are located. Police used tear gas to force the demonstrators to retreat after they attempted to storm the government buildings. This is VOA News.